From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Some international controversy is associated with the funeral of Muhammad Ali. Hundreds of people are crowding the streets in front of the Louisville, Kentucky funeral home holding Muhammad Ali's body, many squeezing into a neighboring yard to catch a glimpse of the casket. The scene is a joyous atmosphere as many hope to say a final goodbye to the boxing champ. Police are blocking off the property to keep people back. Some made signs, others wore Ali t-shirts. There is some international controversy connected to the funeral. Officials say Turkey's president, who flew to the United States to attend the funeral, is cutting short his visit and returning home. His office today did not give an explanation as to why Recep Tayyip Erdogan was returning early. A private news agency reported that the Turkish leader was upset that funeral organizers rejected his request to lay a piece from the cloth covering the Kaaba in Mecca on Ali's coffin. They reportedly also denied a request for Turkey's top cleric to read from the Quran. Erdogan attended the Muslim prayer service for Ali on Thursday, but would not take part in Friday's interfaith memorial service. Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah were scheduled to speak at the funeral, but lost their spots when other speakers were later added. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary and more generally give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. The plan does not involve U.S. ground troops. Make sure you check our webpage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. 62-year-old Nityaranjan Pandey was walking in the northwest district of Patna when unidentified hackers attacked him and killed him on the spot. Though no group has yet taken responsibility for the killing, local police say it bears the marks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated over the past few months. A Hindu priest was hacked to death just this Tuesday on his way to temple. Islamic State and an Al-Qaeda faction have claimed responsibility for some of the attacks, but Bangladesh authorities continue to insist there are no foreign terror groups operating in the country. Instead, the officials have blamed local militants or the political opposition. An international aid convoy delivered desperately needed food aid to the opposition-held war-devastated Damascus suburb of Deraya for the first time in nearly 4 years late Thursday night. Jens Larke is a spokesman for the UN Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
A joint UN Syrian Arab Red Crescent truck convoy delivered food for 2,400 people in Deraya overnight. Food was a standard WFP monthly ration, which also contains wheat flour. Other relief included nutrition, health, water sanitation and hygiene, and non-food supplies for 4,000 people, which is the estimated population of Deraya.
The suburb of Deraya, just southwest of the Syrian capital, has been under siege by government forces since November of 2012 and has witnessed some of the worst bombardment during that country's civil war, now in its sixth year. Severe cases of malnutrition have been reported among its few thousand residents due to severe shortages of food and medicine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel stressed Friday she hopes that Britain will vote to remain in the European Union in a June 23rd referendum that her finance minister labeled a wake-up call. Britain and Germany have traditionally been allies in the EU on matters such as free trade. Merkel said in a speech that, from my point of view, Great Britain remaining in the European Union is the best and most desirable thing for all of us. Germany has the biggest economy in the 28-nation bloc, and the finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, told Der Spiegel magazine that a British exit known as Brexit would be bad for both Britain and the EU. Schäuble says if it comes to a British exit, there is a possibility of other countries following.
That's the latest world news from VOA.